it's the next one. You know, it's going to be challenging. Game one was challenging. Game two was challenging. Three and four. That's the playoffs. So, you know, just like they guaranteed us nothing when we came home, they guaranteed them nothing. We got to go out there and play better basketball than we play here.
You got to play better basketball. That is for sure. Lauren Cohn along with Chris Bury back on WLS AM 890 as the series is now tied at two. Who better to talk about it than my good friend and colleague and basketball hoopster, still thinks he can school me at everything, Chris. Jeff Lanzi, NBC5 anchor. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you awake? Because you did Sports Barely. Sunday last night.
It's that Bulls playoff hangover is what it is, I guess. I don't know.
What happened?
Or adrenaline, right?
What happened? Well, I guess it was pretty plain to see what was going on last night. It just, you know, first of all, they had nobody to guard Isaiah Thomas, and he just did whatever he wanted whenever he wanted. And, you know, when you have guys that can't stop the other team, you're going to have troubles, and that's exactly what they had last night.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, but I thought that was all the referee's fault, according to the coach. Is that not true?
You know what? When you lose, you always find that you always look for an scapegoat. You know, you always look for somebody to blame it on. But no, you can't blame the referees. I mean, you know, Fred's just grasping for straws at this point. He knows that, you know, he's in trouble without a point guard, and he's trying to make it tough on Isaiah Thomas by saying those things that he said, and, you know, trying to get under his skin a little bit. But it's not gonna work. I mean, he's asking the referees to make a call that they just don't make in the NBA. So it's a try, but it's not gonna stop.
So,
say that right now.
So Jeff, what's the strategy then for Game Five? I mean, I was tweeting to you last night. You're saying they have to have a Grant start. Why not change the lineup?
Well, first of all, your choices without Rajon Rondo aren't very good. You know, you got Cannon. You got I'm surprised Denzel Valentine hasn't played at all. I mean, you know, here's a guy that did a pretty good job during the regular season, hasn't used him at all. So the strategy for Game Five, putting somebody in there, is I guess take, you know, flip a coin and put anybody in there you want to, and hope he's going to go out there and perform. They just don't have a backup point guard. And that's not Fred's fault. That's on Garn Pax for not having somebody to come in and do the job. But I don't know what. Just put somebody in there and hope that they, you know, can either slow down Isaiah Thomas or make him do some things that he's not normally doing in a game. I don't know what they're going to do at this point right now.
You know, it's too bad about Rajon's fractured thumb. But he's using his feet pretty well, right? He's tripping guys out there.
And he's still running.
What do you think about that? $25,000, was that justified? Or was Rajon, as he claims, just stretching those legs? You know, he's got legs to stretch.
No, he was trying to. No. He was trying to. The excuse he came up with, I mean, it was. I thought it was hilarious. I've had some ACL surgeries, and I was just trying to stretch my leg, as just happened to be Jay Crowder was running past me.
It sounds like a defense lawyer came up with, you know, preparing for trial. Okay, here's the story, Rajon. You were just stretching your legs, right?
No, you know, he wasn't just – I mean, I don't think he was purposely trying to trip him, but maybe just trying to get his attention maybe a little bit by sticking out his leg. I don't know if he was really trying to trip him, but – it certainly wasn't the reason why he gave it as the excuse.
What about the silly press conference that some of the members of the media were asking Rajon when he hurt his thumb and explaining it to him? Well, when did you know? And he's like, well, when there was a pain in my thumb. And they're like, well, we saw you at practice and you were running around. Your legs look fine. And he's like, yeah, well, I have a fractured thumb. I mean, they were so busy focused on the fact that he could run, but it's clear he can't play if he doesn't have his thumb.
Especially on that hand. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you just can't. You know, your hands are so critical in a game of basketball.
You think?
Especially for him, because he handles the ball all the time. So, you know, are his feet fine? Yeah, his feet are fine. But that's, you know,
who cares?
Again, like you said, Lord, you can't play. You can't play with one hand.
You know, at one point during the season, Jeff, there was kind of this come to Jesus moment, right, where Dwayne Wade and Butler got on everybody's case and said that they were going down, they weren't going to make the playoffs. And, you know, they got the team kind of at least revved up enough to get into the playoffs. Are the Bulls at the stage where they need, you know, Wade and Butler to stand up again and knock some heads?
No, I don't think they need Wade and Butler to stand up and knock some heads. I think they need Wade and Butler to score and do the things that they're capable of doing. I mean, you look at Dwayne Wade, his stats last night, he played 30-some minutes, 5 of 12 from the field, scored 11 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a critical game last night. This is a pivotal game for the Bulls, game four, because I believe that whoever won this game four is going to go on and win the series, in my opinion.
And he missed some of those breakaways, right? You can't miss those shots.
He missed a key breakaway last night, and you know, they came down and scored the other end to kind of put things out of reach. But, no, I don't think they need to bang heads. Not at this point. Not at this point in the season. Maybe during the season if they want to do that. But in playoffs, you're either ready to play or you're not. And there's nobody should have to say anything, the coaches included, to get you ready, to get you fired up in a playoff game.
All right, speaking of getting fired up, I know you're fired up for Dancing with the Stars tonight. I know you're going to be sitting in front of your television watching and cheering Grandpa Rossi on. And, you know, last time Jeff was on, he's laughing, but it's because I've nominated him to do the local Dancing with the Stars, because even though Jeff doesn't like to admit it publicly, he says that he's got some moves.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. So here's my question. David Ross make it tonight, or what do you think, Jeff?
Sure he does. Of course he does. He hasn't embarrassed himself. He hasn't done that bad.
He did the thrusting Magic Mike. That was, you know, I mean, even Rizzo had a little issue with that. I mean, you know, there he was in his boxers thrusting like a dancer. Where everybody, well, they were all in sort of skimpier clothing.
Is he so much of a fan favorite, though, that it doesn't matter, right? Because people like Dave Ross, and he could go out there and be the, you know, clunkiest guy from the suburbs and still score points.
Exactly. That's the thing with Ross in this competition thing. You know what? He's just out there having fun. And when you go out and have fun in something like that, you are gonna be attracted to people out there that are watching, because they like the fact that you're having fun. They know that you know you're not that good of a dancer. They know that you know you're not going to win. But as long as you're out there having fun and smiling and, you know, hanging out and playing around with the judges, and that's what it's all about in that competition. Granted, the winner is going to be somebody that can really dance, but at this point, he's just out there having fun and enjoying himself. I love it. I think it's great.
Now, Jeff, I don't mean to get personal, but what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing yet.
Nothing? How about some hash browns? Are you feeling it?
I do like hash browns.
Because apparently there's a recall of hash browns because they've been finding golf ball parts in hash browns in Illinois, Wisconsin, and several other states.
Really?
is that silence from Jeff Blansey? Well, you're the guy who loves to play golf, so we were wondering earlier if some of the potato farmers were setting up and, you know, teeing off and somehow mixing up their crop with their golf game.
Well, here's the thing. You know, maybe these potato farmers are putting their potato farms too close to golf courses where people will hit a golf ball and left, right, go into their potato field.
Yeah, that would be me, or it could be the driving range, because I'm usually two or three fairways over if I slice it right. The thing that got me about that story was the PR release saying that the golf balls had been harvested, right? How do you harvest a golf ball?
And how does
it
know.
And how does it get? And we're talking about getting the I team out. We need to get them out and get the real story.
Chuck Gowdy's gonna be a busy man. We're gonna give him a bunch of assignments.
I'll get Lisa Parker on that investigating that.
Right. Yeah, call Frank Whitaker, have a meeting, and get the entire NBC team on that later when you go into work. All right, so what do you make of our latest Theo Epstein? He made another influential leaders list with Chance the Rapper, this time Time Magazine. Last time it was Forbes, topping world leaders ahead of the Pope.
Well, Theo is, what was it again? Influential leaders?
Influential leaders, Time Magazine's list. Before that, he was one of the top world leaders ahead of the Pope, according to Forbes.
Yeah, this is Time Magazine's annual 100 most influential people in the world.
Oh, man. I mean, congratulations to Theo. I mean, if magazines want to make him that, then why not? I mean, he's not out there campaigning for it. So, I mean, he's done a great job. He's done an unbelievable job with that organization. So, if Time Magazine wants to say he's one of the most influential people in the world, then so be it.
I made a magazine cover once.
Yeah.
I was working out of Philadelphia. Mainline Magazine Today put me on the cover of, you know, anchors in the city. And so my mother said, well, great, now you can add Cover Girl to your resume.
Well, I'm glad it was that magazine.
Hey, have you ever been in a magazine? Had a spread or anything?
A spread? No, have not.
There's no silence from Jeff Blanzy. Jeff, have you?
Yes, but nothing I can talk about.
Okay.
And a former governor of Massachusetts, Scott Brown, has been named ambassador to New Zealand. The New Zealand Press, when he was named, the headline comes out, former nude model named ambassador to New Zealand, because he'll never live down posing in Cosmo. But that Fortune list, my God, I mean, you know, the one that had Epstein number one, I mean, ahead of Pope Francis, Angela Merkel.
I think the Pope has a little bit more to do than Theo Epstein. I think he's a busier man.
That one was crazy. That was pretty crazy when I heard that one.
Talk about expectations. Oh, my God.
All right, before we let you go, what do you want to say about Wednesday other than what do you want to say about Wednesday? Give us some hope.
About the Bulls?
Yeah.
Some hope?
We are the home of the Bulls here on WLSAM 890, Jeff.
Okay, there's been four games played in this series so far, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The home team has yet to win. Two of the final three games are in Boston. There's your hope.
I like it. That cup's half full. Thank you, Jeff Blanzy.
Back
from
on
NBC5.
Boston on Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, you guys take care. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
Have fun on the golf course, Jeff. And go have some hash browns.